Praise the Lord.
Okay, hallelujah.
Today is day of resurrection. And it is a day of renewal. Everything that is dead in your life, in your body, will wake up tonight. Power, resurrection power, will touch your life in Jesus' name. Your spirit will wake up. Your soul, your body will wake up. That your child, this one is dead, this one is, I don't know, that child will wake up. The pregnancy that I'm not feeling this, I'm not feeling that anymore. Pregnancy come alive in Jesus' name. The business that is dead will come alive. Everything in your life, everything around you is coming alive tonight in Jesus' name. If I'm talking about you, where are you? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and glorify you tonight. Thank you for the joy of the Lord in our state. From sickness we have come to health. From darkness we have come into the light. Lord, you have taken us away from the place of despair unto the place of happiness and gladness. We pray that the great things you are doing, you have done, will never stop in every life in Jesus' name. I pray that this very night, resurrection power, miracle working power, supernatural power will work in every life in Jesus' name. We thank you because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. We're looking at Joel chapter 3. And I'm reading from verse 14. Joel chapter 3, verse 14. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in that valley of decision. Great day in your life. Every door that is closed will open up. Everything you have been desiring and looking for and searching for, you have found it tonight. You see, I've been in the church for a long time. I'm hearing about salvation. I want to be saved. Where is salvation? It has come to you tonight.
Healing,
deliverance, dominion coming upon your life tonight in Jesus' name. Every success you make in life is based on decision. Every progress you make in life is based on decision. Every mountain you climb, every ladder you climb, every kind of place, destiny you get to, it is based on decision. If you spend your life in the valley of indecision, you're never sure of what you are going to do. You can never make up your mind. Should I not? Will I not? Others are doing it. Is it my turn? Is it not my turn? If you cannot make up your mind, if you cannot say, here is what to do, I'm ready, I'm doing it now. If you never come to a point of decision in your life, many great things will pass you by. That's why tonight I'm calling you to this momentous time in your life, that you will say, tonight you'll be a man of decision, a woman of decision. A boy, a girl of decision. You will find that before long, something great, miraculous, supernatural will be yours.
Oh, sawari koto paju.
That's why it says in verse 14,
it
says multitudes. It's talking about all of us who are here, because he knows that wherever you are there in the multitude, your destiny depends on decision. And it says, multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision.
Oh, we pay ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ní àforífojì ìdájọ́.
And then he says, the day of the Lord is near.
Ó wá wípé ọjọ́ Olúwa kù sí dẹ̀dẹ̀.
The day of blessing.
Ọjọ́ ìbùkún.
And the day of vengeance against your enemy.
Ọjọ́ ìgbẹ̀san lára ọ̀tá rẹ.
The day of destruction for the devil.
Ọjọ́ ìparun fún Èṣù.
The day of giving the command to that evil sin in your life, get out, and it gets out. That day is near in the valley of decision.
Ọjọ́ tó pàṣẹ fún Èṣù yẹn tó ń dá olóró jáde nínú ayé rẹ tí ó jáde ọjọ́ ìpinnu yẹn láforífojì rẹ ó ti dé.
I'm calling you to 3 points tonight.
Mo ń pè ọ́ sí abala ìpinnu mẹ́ta lálẹ́ yìí.
Number one, there is the invitation to come.
Àkọ́kọ́, ìpè láti wá ó wà.
Just one word.
Ọ̀rọ̀ kan péré.
Come.
Wá.
Peter will never have known what is the experience of walking on water if he had not heard that command and that challenge come.
Peteru kibati lemo pe niyan le niriri lati rin lori omi lairi lai se pe o gbo yan pe wa.
Coming outside the boat.
O jade ku onu oko mi.
Outside confinement.
Nibi ta ninu kuku to wa.
I'm coming to the wide ocean of life.
O wa wa si agba mi aye.
Walking on the storms of life.
O rin lori iji aye.
Walking on the waves of life.
O rin lori agba mi aye.
Being what his father, grandfather, forefathers have never done.
O ti baba baba nla re o se ri.
Being only what Jesus could do.
O tun ti Jesu le se.
It came on the basis of answer response to that decision. So I'm going to call you to number one, come. There are many people that commence the start, but they don't go too far. They get tired easily. They have plans. I will go. I will do. I will serve. I will pray. I will read the Bible. I will get my blessing. After one night, they forget. And I say, my friend, you're still where you were when I saw you the other time. What happened to you? He did not take decision to continue. there's anybody that is going to get to the top of any mountain, I'm looking at somebody. You are getting to the top of the mountain. I'm looking at somebody. What he said others will never do, a man has never done it in our village. A woman has never got there in our village. I'm looking at a man there right now. I'm looking at a woman right there now. What people have never done in your generation, now it's your turn, you will do it. Something new they will say, where did this come from? How could you get there? First of all, I rejoice with you. The joy of achievement. The joy of success. And the joy of victory. And the joy of getting to that destiny. Shake my hand. Congratulations. You will get there in Jesus' name. Because you continue. Look at him. The one who started primary school but did not continue, that's why they call him illiterate. The one that started marriage did not continue, that's why they call them bachelors. The one that started work, company business, I'm tired, a little difficulty, they cannot continue, that's why they say they are poor. The decision to continue. Number three. The decision to conquer. Any conqueror here tonight? I said any conqueror there tonight. You will conquer. Conquering takes a decision. Everything will come against your decision. Look at Goliath there. There is an Eliab, your senior brother, that will say, what are you doing here? If you are the David that can say, is there not a cause? Am I not here for a reason? And you brush every distractor outside your way. And then when Saul says, you cannot. If you have made up your mind that nobody can change your mind. And you say that Goliath, I am going to conquer him. Remember. David came.
David what?
He didn't stop there. David continued.
David tesiwaju.
He didn't stop there. David conquered.
David shagun.
Anybody there?
Anykani awambi.
You will conquer.
Oh shagun.
Three words I'm looking at tonight. Number one, come.
Akoko wa.
Number two, continue.
Ekeji tesiwaju.
Number three, conquer. I'm talking to you on the decision of the conqueror. The decision of the conqueror. You already know now that if you're going to conquer in your life, you must start by taking a decision. When God created you, he had a plan for your life. is not to be a mediocre. It's not to be just a Dick and Harry.
It's
not to be a superficial person. There is a record in heaven that shows that you have a divine purpose of existence. And that it depends if you're going to get to that destiny. There must be a decision in your life. A decision of the conqueror. And this is not something you go and ask my friend, should I not? You have your own brain, use your brain. You have your own mind, use your mind. You have your own heart, use your heart. You have your mouth, use your mouth. You cannot eat with your neighbor's mouth. You cannot breathe with your neighbor's lungs. You cannot think with your neighbor's brain. If you are going to succeed in life, personal decision. The decision of the conqueror. Number one, the invitation for all to come. The invitation for all to come. You are coming to
Christ.
I said you are coming to
Christ.
I see you, but I want to hear you. I said you are coming to Christ. Matthew chapter 11 verse
28.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come unto me.
He
is the Savior.
He
is the Lord. Where you are, there is no salvation there. Where you are, there is no rest of mind there. Where you are,
there
is too much anxiety. There is too much worry.
There
is too much oppression. There is too much affliction.
There
are so many failures around you.
He
says, get up out of that place. The people that surround you, they moderate and they modify and they kind of influence your thinking. If you're in the midst of sinners, you'll be sinning like them. If you're the solitary single person among smokers, you'll soon begin to smoke. If you're only one innocent person among guilty people, condemned people, you'll soon be guilty yourself. If you're a clean person, hygienic person, but you are living in the midst of the people that only chew their chew stick only once a month, you will soon copy them. If you're a clean person, that normally you take your bath, if you're living in the midst of people that wash only at Christmas and Easter, you'll soon begin to do the same thing. That's not your group. That's not your class. You are made for the mountaintop. You are made for heaven. You are made for glory. You are made for a high destiny. That's why Jesus said, come. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Look at how you have been laboring. You try your best. I want to be good. How good are you now? I want to be righteous. How righteous are you now? I want to be this and that. My friend, time is going. 30 years gone already. 37 years gone already. Look at where you are. Another 10 years will come now. When did you come to Jesus tonight? Let him forgive your sin. Let him take your condemnation away. Let him take hold of your hand. And then begin to walk in the direction of going up. So that today will be a day of the beginning of a bright future in your life. That's why he's calling upon you. And it takes a decision. The invitation for all to come. He says, come unto me. Because he knows what we can do with your life. That car that is broken down and wrecked, Jesus Christ will take that car of your life. He'll make it brand new. The world wants to make you a doormat. They want to be walking on you and rubbing their shoes on you and all the dirty things in your life, they want to deposit in your life.
They
say, come out of that place. Get out of that place. You don't belong there. God made you in his own image. He wants to make something beautiful out of your life. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And then he says, I will. And when he says, I will, Satan cannot say no. When he says, I will, demon cannot say no.
And
I will give you rest. Number one,
akoko,
invitation for all to come. And that takes a decision from you. You'll take that decision. Your life will never be the same. You will mark this day down. The day you made up your mind. The day you took a decision. Lord Jesus, I come. Lord Jesus, I come. My Savior, I come to you. Rest will come to your soul. Restoration will come unto you. New life will come unto you. Number one, come. Number two,
Ikeji.
Continue.
Tesiwaju.
Continue.
Tesiwaju.
Have you seen those unfinished buildings in some of your towns? Great foundation. Great plan. But now, all the weeds are grown around that unfinished building. The reptiles and the snakes and the different kind of lizards, that's their habitation now. And the people of the dark world, that's where they now hold their whatever they hold. Everybody passes there and nobody wants to drop any good thing in that place. It was a good plan. A good building. A great architect made the plan of that building. There were resources to build that building. But it's an unfinished building. Why? The builders did not continue. There are many people in this life. They're like unfinished products. They started, they didn't continue. They attended crusades. They took the first step. Yes, Lord, I come. Yes, Lord, I come. You meet them on the street. Unfinished building. Unfinished personality. Unfinished Christian. The weeds have grown around their personalities. All the reptiles are walking all over their bodies. And their Bible is dusty. Prayer life is gone. It's an unfinished product of a man. An unfinished product of a woman. That's why the Lord is calling you today. You will not be an unfinished house. You will not be the one that will pass and say, oh, what a pity. It would have been a good building. If something had continued there, you will not be a person where we look at and shake our head that you are an unfinished product. Point number two, the identification of those who continue. When the angels look at you, and they know that you came and you are continuing. You came to Christ. You came to salvation. You came into eternal life. You came into the light. And you came into the protection of the Lord. And you continue. John chapter 8. Reading from verse 30. John chapter 8, verse 30. As he spake these words, many believed on him. Then Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. If you continue, salvation will continue. If you continue, healing will continue. If you continue, deliverance will continue. Blessings upon blessings upon blessings. Showers of blessings. Showers of miracles. Showers of the supernatural. The explosion of supernatural miracles will continue in your life. Because you continue, the decision to continue, so that you will not be an unfinished product. I will continue. What are you? I will continue. I said, I will continue. Difficulties may come. Difficulties are not supposed to run you down, to destroy you, to send you back. The difficulties and the challenges will only come to test how strong your decision is. If you show that you are a man of decision, a woman of decision, let the wind blow, I will not go back. Let the storm rise, I will not go back. Let the challenges rage, I will not go back. Once the enemy knows that you are a man of decision, and you are identified as a decisive man, a decisive woman, Satan will leave your life alone. He will give you great blessings you never thought of. Almighty God will give you. The people who come, but they don't continue, they never get to the final point. They never conquer. But the people that conquer. I remind you once again of David. He came to the camp. That is the first step. The decision to come. And then he saw Goliath. He made up his mind. I am going to conquer Goliath. Every Goliath of your life you will conquer. So he began to discuss so that he can make a way to get there. And then his brother said, no, you can't. What are you doing here? He left him alone. The people that have not made up their minds and they want to set you back, leave them alone. When the victory comes, they will run after you. Saul said, you cannot. David said, yes, I can.
David in pe emi mo le se.
I can.
Mo le se.
What are you? I can.
Emi le se.
I can.
Mo le se.
They said you cannot.
Wo lo le se na wi o.
I say.
Mo wi pe.
King said you cannot.
Oba ni o le se.
I say.
Emi wi pe.
Your brother said you cannot.
Arakunrin re wi pe o to be.
I say.
Emi wi pe.
You want to go to deeper life.
Ah, deeper love, Darapoma.
You of all people.
Iwala aringbo gwebi.
You cannot.
Oh, le sebe.
And I say.
Emi wa wipe.
Let them hear.
Young boy.
Let the heavens hear.
Deki orungbo.
I can.
Emi le se.
I'm telling you, I can.
Mo so fun mo le se.
I'm telling you, I can.
Mo so fun pe mo le se.
The same Saul that said you cannot, when you win and you conquer, he will say, whose boy is this lad?
Saul oba to so fun le kan pe o le se.
They will ask about you. They will question about you. When you conquer, you get to that final point. Everybody will be looking, who is this boy? Who is this girl? Who is this man? Who is this woman? Where is he? How tall are you? I said, how tall are you? I said, how tall are you? You're like this? I will ask about your name. The people will ask about your name. That time when they see you, you'll be taller than you are. I've not finished.
Yo,
you can
see the
panel. I must take you to the point you must conquer. Where am I taking you to? Where is Jesus taking you to?
Jesus,
you will conquer in Jesus' name. Number one, come. Number two,
Ekeji.
Tell me.
So for me.
Continue. We come to number three. You will conquer sin.
Oh,
You will conquer sickness. You will conquer
Satan.
You will conquer poverty. You will conquer oppression. You will conquer
Goliath.
Your day of conquering has now come today. Number one, the invitation for all to come. Number two, the identification of those who continue. Number three, the impartation on those who conquer.
A
spiritual impartation is coming upon your life. Power and authority coming upon your life. But today, if you make up your mind to decide to conquer, you will conquer in Jesus' name. They see whatever you decide is what you become. That's why you come tonight to this valley of decision. You decide to come. You decide to continue. You decide to conquer. That victory, nobody will take it away from you. In Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Romans chapter 8, verse 37. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. In all these things, all those things that surround you where you came from, in the midst of all those things, as you make up your mind, you decide. The spirit of the conqueror. The boldness of the conqueror. The courage of the conqueror. The focus of the conqueror. And the single-mindedness of the conqueror is coming upon you right now. You will not go back. You will not turn back. As you make up your mind and you decide to come and to continue, the next time I see you, I will see somebody more than a conqueror. All challenges that you carried, brought to this place, all those challenges are gone. The guilt and the condemnation and sin that bowed you down, everything is lifted away. And the confusion, what will I do? What I'm confused, what am I going to do? All the crying and all the sobbing, everything's gone. You're a happy man now, a happy woman now.
Jesus
will be by your side. The Holy Ghost will be your comforter. God will be your heavenly Father. Every mountain you will climb. Every ocean you will cross. Every challenge you will overcome. Because you are a man, you are a woman of decision. I come. I come. I come. I come. I will continue. I will continue. I am a conqueror. Rise up. You tell the Lord. A man of decision. That's what makes it in life. A woman of decision. You are not dilly-dallying. You are not up and down here and there. I'm not sure. Will I not make up your mind? I've decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. You must take that first step. Have the forgiveness of your sin. Have the salvation of your soul. Respond to that invitation of Christ. Yes, Lord, I come. Yes, Lord, I come. Yes, Lord, I come. Yes, Lord, I come. In Jesus' name we pray.
Let's
bow the nice clothes.
Let's
bow the nice clothes. You're making up your mind. If you have not done this before, that you solidly today, convincingly today, resolutely today, you are deciding to honor the invitation of Christ. Come unto me. Come out of your sin. Come out of that darkness. Come out of that idol worship. Come unto me. You're making up your mind right now. A great day of decision. Let's bow the eyes closed. Just raise up your hand there. Something good will happen. Salvation will come to you. Eternal life will come to you. What are you? Raise up that hand. Make up your mind now. This is final. I'm coming to Christ with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind. Raise up that hand.
No way, it's okay.
Raise it up very well.
No, dada.
Are you ready to pray?
So say tell that.
I can't hear you.
No, bang yo.
Okay. Keep up that hand.
And now it's okay.
Father, in the name of Jesus,
Baba, yoruga, Jesu,
I pray for these, my brothers and sisters.
Boba, dua, fwa, wara, kune, atara, bini,
mi, these, our sons and daughters,
awa, ma, wa, lo, kune, ati, lo,
as they make up their minds right now,
biwa, se, shek, binu, okan, wa,
say, yes, I've decided to follow Jesus.
Be, ma, si, shek, binu, lati, tele, Jesu.
He says, come. I come. Lord, I identify myself. Here am I, Lord. I come. Out of sin. Eat your salvation. I come. Out of condemnation. I come with your forgiveness.
As
they raise up their hands, Lord, as they decide to come to Christ, forgive them in Jesus' name. All their passing, erase everything from them. Take everything away from your book of remembrance in Jesus' name. You said you will give them rest. Give peace to their soul. Give rest to their soul. Restore the backslider even now. Let the Spirit bear witness with their hearts right now. That they are now children of God. Thank you, Lord, for the answer. Thank you for the salvation. Thank you for the rest in their soul. Thank you for the peace in their mind. Thank you for that eternal life. In Jesus' name we pray. And the people of God said, amen.
Amen.
Now those who raised up their hands,
I want to know what was okay, yeah.
Keep those hands up now.
Hey, go. Hey, no way, it's okay.
Tonight is a glorious day. I welcome you into the kingdom. Why don't you stand up? Number one, I come. Say that aloud.
Will you
continue?
Say out there, see what you be.
Will you continue?
Say out there, see what you be.
Or will you be like an unfinished building?
Tabi oda bi le akopati.
I come.
Emiwa.
I will continue.
Emi out there, see what you.
Say that again.
Emi out there, see what you.
Say that again.
Emi out there, see what you are saying.
Say Say it with assurance and confidence. Now I am a conqueror. Now you are going to conquer sickness. You are going to conquer paralysis. You are going to conquer every evil sin, every attack of the enemy tonight. Who will give testimony tonight?
Now?
The conquerors. You have a testimony in Jesus' name. Get ready now to conquer. You raise up one hand. You lay the other hand on yourself.
For
power time. Raise up that hand. And lay the other hand on yourself. Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this night of conquering. I bring your people before you. I pray that every sickness will fall before them. All those evil powers and torments will fall before them. Lord, I come in your name. And I pray for your people now. Every sickness, every infirmity, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. All the swelling of any size, any type, anywhere, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. Madness, insanity, epilepsy, I command you, come out in Jesus' name.
Power
near, come out in Jesus' name. All the pain, all the affliction in your body, I command them right now. Come out in Jesus' name. All the spell, all the charms, all the things the devil and agents of Satan put upon your body, I release you now. Be free in Jesus' name. I pray that every one of you will receive the touch of God right now. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be delivered in Jesus' name. I seek for the power of God upon everyone. You have conquered your sickness. You have conquered those evil spirits. You have conquered all those attacks. Receive your miracle in Jesus' name. Lord, confirm it right now. Set everyone free. Break every yoke. Destroy the works of the devil. I thank you because I know it's done. In Jesus' name I pray. It has happened. It has happened. It has happened. It has happened. You are a conqueror already. You have conquered every sickness. You have conquered every infirmity. The pain is gone. The sickness is gone. Check up right there. Check up right there. Check up right there. It is done.
Amen. Amen.